Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa joins me, as he does most Fridays, to go over your feedback on our show from this week. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
I actually want to go slightly beyond this week to last Friday when I was off for the holiday and you sat in for me and you interviewed a young woman named Kelly Space. She's a first-generation college grad who racked up $200,000 in debt getting a bachelor's degree in sociology at Northeastern.
Because I was under this impression that everyone takes out loans, the cost didn't even cross my mind.
Did it ever cross your parents' mind?
I remember a couple conversations with my parents, them assuring me that they'd probably be able to help me make the payments when I graduated, and don't worry, we'll fix it.
Except that Kelly has now been out of school for a year, and her monthly payment is about to jump to $1,700.
Mm-hmm. And so she came up with the idea of crowdsourcing her student loan bills, so she's accepting donations online. And when we talked to her, she'd raised about $2,000. And as of today, Friday, a week later, she's creeping up on $7,000.
So a lot of people found her story sympathetic.
So it seems, but others not so much. So a listener named Mark makes this comment at WBUR.org/Boston. Sociology is what you major in if your parents insist you go to college, but you don't really want to.
Ouch.
The herd mentality that everyone has to go to college is what's driving costs through the ceiling. Studies have shown that the more money we make available for college, the more tuition goes up. If we made it harder to borrow money for college, tuition and fees would decline. Economics 101.
Tough listener. Well, on to more economics. After this week's very lucrative Cyber Monday, we talked about the problem that states have collecting sales tax on online purchases. That's because out-of-state retailers like Amazon and Washington State don't collect sales tax on behalf of Massachusetts when Massachusetts residents shop at Amazon. But WBUR's Andrew Phelps explained that we are supposed to report those online purchases on our state tax returns in a section called use tax.
It refers to a tax paid on something that you purchase out of state that you use in state. So when you buy a mattress in tax-free New Hampshire, which has been around a lot longer than Amazon.com, you're supposed to, at the end of the year, tell the IRS that you bought that mattress, that you're using that mattress, and here's the tax you owe, and voluntarily pay that tax.
And Adam, of course, almost nobody actually does that.
Right. And Alex Gershaw makes this comment online. Consumers simply aren't used to keeping track of all their purchases and paying a tax on them after the fact. Without an automatic system, this use tax is essentially useless. Now, a listener named Chris followed that up with another comment. He said, "The fact that our leaders on Beacon Hill fail to grasp is that businesses that make sales then pay corporate income taxes on the money they make." Now, Chris went on to suggest that if Massachusetts would just eliminate its sales tax, quote, "Massachusetts businesses would pay higher taxes, they would hire more people who would pay more income taxes, we'd attract business from New York, Connecticut, Vermont, and Rhode Island because their sales tax is high. It's a no-brainer. It should be right up Duval's alley."
Now, that made you wonder, Adam, if the economic benefit of cutting the sales tax is really quite that black and white.
Right, because the state makes a lot of its tax money on sales taxes, about $5 billion. And Chris, the listener who made that comment, mentioned the corporate taxes. And those only account for about $2 billion in state revenue. So corporate profits in Massachusetts would have to almost quadruple in order to make up for all the lost sales tax money if we cut the sales tax.
But Chris points out that a new business coming to Massachusetts would bring other economic benefits. People would get hired, and then those people would pay income taxes, and some of them would buy houses, and they'd pay property taxes, and so on.
Sure. And Chris may be right. A lot of people argue all of that would help close the gap. But since Chris calls him out by name, I'll say that I'm pretty sure Deval Patrick would argue otherwise.
I'm sure he would. Adam, thanks very much.
Sure.
Listeners, keep the feedback coming. You can go to WBUR.org/Boston to leave a comment or to find out how you can email us or call us. Up next, after the break, a Cambridge film series is taking a hard look at the global scourge of commercial sex trafficking. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.